in this week's exciting segment of the show. Of course, we'll have to deal with the dark subject of the two journalists who were gunned down in Virginia by what seems to be, thus far, a disgruntled workplace colleague dispute. And I think the way I see it from England, the media here is reporting it about three quarters of the way down the page, because we don't have guns. We don't have a Second Amendment. We don't have the right to keep and bear arms as Americans do from their fantastic constitution. We don't have such a Bill of Rights constitution. And therefore, I think mixing up the workplace disgruntled issue with gun control would be a grave mistake. It really would be a terrible, terrible mix-up. And I don't think we should allow ourselves for one moment to mix those two issues. Gun control, workplace colleagues, totally different. Just because this poor individual decided to take it upon himself to pick up a gun and use that in his crime doesn't mean to say that the entire gun issue of bearing arms should be brought into the public spotlight. The fact that America does have the Second Amendment is the barrier to tyranny that you have and we all benefit from. And any attempt to play around with that Second Amendment would be sheer folly. So that really was quite a small issue in the news, because in America, of course, Donald Trump has taken the limelight away from most of the other presidential candidates due to his amazing support for the Second Amendment and other populist issues, and it's rather eclipsing the other, what would be called, as I suppose, libertarian candidate, Mr. Rand, or should I say Senator Rand Paul, indeed, from that whole libertarian aspect. And I think that's great. I think it's good that Donald Trump has stepped up to the plate and is listening to what American people are saying rather than what the Beltway is saying. And I think politicians really could do with listening to what he has to say and learning, really, from Mr. Trump. And hats off, because at one point, as Mr. Berman will tell you, I was rather a severe critic of Mr. Trump, because he had historically had a lot of bad publicity in Britain due to an attempt to get hold of certain plots of land for what we call, you know, real estate for his golf courses and whatever. And in any kind of, he didn't create very good public relations. But with this whole gun issue and him standing up for America, I think it'll bear very well for him. And I just hope that he does actually stand his ground and sees it through now and doesn't get fobbed off or whatever and get bored with politics, and that he hangs in there, because I think it makes the whole of political public life much more interesting to have characters like Donald around, which, you know, if you'd asked me this 3 weeks ago, I would have laughed at myself. But no, I think it's actually starting to look rather healthy. So that's the way I see it. And, you know, I hope it long may it continue, because it makes for very, very interesting reading.